Hi, Eric, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Just got a couple questions for you.
Yep.
Eric, can you talk about the foot injury and when you'll be ready to hit the field?
Right. You know, I got my second surgery on March 15th to get my heart removed. I started jogging about 3 weeks ago, progressing very well. I've had no soreness or swelling since. And, you know, Dr. Aniston, who did my surgery in North Carolina, has a timeline for me of what I can follow. And really, to my discretion right now is how fast I want to progress myself. You know, my hope is by June I'll be running, running routes, you know, making cuts. Probably not a lot of contact stuff, but definitely by July I'll be ready to go. Full go, no restrictions.
Hey, Eric, have you heard from Brandon Stokely today? And just how much did he help you in, you know, the process last year, hearing from him and all that?
Yeah, you know, he sent me a text today, and probably one of the first guys to respond back to. You know, I got a lot of respect for Brandon. He's a great guy, and, you know, like I said, he reached out to me in November when I had my surgery, and he went through the Liz Frank sprain as well, and he just told me, you know what, you're going to be fine. It's going to be a process as far as getting back, but you're going to be healthy. You're going to make a full recovery. Just, you know, try to take the lessons learned from what you've gone through and become a better man from it. And you know what, I'm excited to go out there and learn from a guy like him, because he's been, you know, through the league for a long time. He's a great receiver. He's been with great organizations, and obviously he's a tremendous person.
Do you think you would have been a first-round pick had it not been for the foot injury?
You know, it's hard to say. Obviously, you know, it's probably the first time I watched draft all the way through, and just, you know, crazy drafts with all the trades, with the picks that were unexpected. You know, it's hard to put a label on myself. I went into it with no expectations, because obviously I knew wherever I go, I wanted to go to a great organization. I'm happy with where I landed in Denver, and, you know, I'm not too concerned of what round it goes in. I believe that, you know, when you get to camp, everybody's got to earn their position and create their own path in the NFL. And with the opportunity to play in Denver, that's what I hope to do.
I just couldn't remember. Last year, did you go through the process of finding out, like, what you were graded at before you decided to come back to school?
I did. I took the opportunity to file, I don't know if it was to the NFL or some committee, to see what kind of draft grade I would get last year. I knew I wasn't really looking to leave, because I wanted to finish my senior year at Minnesota and graduate, but I did take the opportunity to figure out where I'd be last year's draft.
What did they tell you?
I believe it was, I guess, fourth or fifth. It was a little higher. I don't know if at that point they tell you. I think it's just if they tell you if you're going to be in the first three rounds, and I think I got to shoot back saying I would be.
Yeah, Eric? We
yeah.
had Tim Brewster here for a couple of years. Is he still a yeller and screamer at you like he was for Tony Scheffler here?
Yeah, Timmy Brew. You know, he's a guy with a lot of passion. Obviously, loves the game of football, and I think he loves his players more. Yeah, I got all the respect for him. Came in and tried to bring a fiery, competitive attitude into the University of Minnesota. I think he's done a good job. Obviously, you know, we've had some turnaround with offensive and defensive coordinators. You know, he's trying to solidify himself and the University of Minnesota in the Big Ten. He's done a great job bringing the new stadium in, bringing a lot of great athletes in, and I think, you know, he's turned the program around and definitely a fiery guy that's fun to play for.
Did you have you talked to him since you were drafted here, and did he tell you anything about the Broncos?
I haven't talked to him, haven't looked through my text yet, but I'm sure, you know, the next couple days, either he'll reach out or I'll reach out. We'll connect, you know, about being in Denver, about his experience, and just, I guess, his congratulations probably toward me.
Who's your agent?
Pat Chance.
Can you say that again? We didn't hear that.
Oh, sorry. Todd France.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, Eric.